God, okay, here we go. Chapter 23. Author's note. Dude, the fuck up, bitches. You're just jealous because I got 1,000 Ravos. One thanks to Raven for the help in telling me about Book's girl, Ooh. Rock. Oh, girl, you rock. Let's go shopping together. And then the story starts. The door opened, and Professor Rumbridge and Cornelia Fudge stomped out angrily. Then Dumbledum and Rumbridge saved us, saw us. Mr. Way, what the beep are you doing? Rumbridge shouted angrily. Dumbledore blared at her. Oops, she made a mistake. He corrupted her. She means hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Come in. She spelled come like C-U-M. Come in. Well, we all came in angrily. So. So did the other students. I sat between Darkness and Draco and opposite Bloody Mary. Crab and Goyle started to make some morbid jokes. They both... What kind of jokes were these? I want to hear. I'm so disappointed that she didn't write these jokes down. Anyways, they both looked exactly like Vile Volo. I ate some Count Chocula and... This is the second time that she has Count Chocula in the story. What? I can imagine vampires just getting all offended. Like, you know, what? You think that because Count Chocula is a fucking vampire? That's all we ever eat? Nigga, I eat people. What the fuck? This is. Where am I? Count Chocula and drank some blood from a cup. Then I heard someone shooting angrily. I looked behind it. Me, it was. Vampire! He and Draco were shooting each other. Thing is that she means to say shouting each other, but like now I think the story would be much better if they were shooting each other, if they just started shooting each other with guns and shit. There are guns in the story, by the way. This is Harry Potter. They have all sorts of amazing magic, and then Dumbledore gives the bitch a gun. No, not Dumbledore, Voldemort. Anyways.
Vampire? What the f- Draco? What the fuck? I asked. You fucking bastard, Draco yelled at Vampire. I want to shit next to her.
No, I do, shouted.
No, she doesn't fucking like you, you son of a bitch, yelled Draco.
Oh, they really, really want to shit next to Ebony, don't they?
They just gotta shit.
No, you motherfucker. She loves me, not you, shouted Vampire, and then paused. He jumped on Draco. No, not in that way, you perv. They started to fight and beat up each other. Here's the thing. You can't really call me out on being a perv for assuming that that vampire jumped on Draco in a sexual way. Because that's all you've been doing for this entire story. Hey, Draco jumped on me, and then we fucked in the forest. Hey, vampire jumped me, and then we fucked, except I told him, no, fuck off, don't fuck me. Hey, then... Vampire jumped me under the cloak. Hey, Draco jumped Vampire. No, but not in that way. You know, no. They started to fight and beat each other up. Dumbledore yelled at them, but they didn't stop. All of a sudden, a terrible man with red eyes and no nose flew in on his broomstick. I wonder who this guy is. He had no nose and was wearing a gray robe. All the glass in the window had flew through apart. Brittany, the fucking prep, started to cry. Vampire and Draco stopped fighting. I stopped eating. Everyone gasped. The room fell silent.
Voldemort.
Voldemort. That's good. That's good.
I just don't get these typos anymore because the Z is nowhere near the D at all. You would have to, like, purposely type Voldemort in order to get this wrong. Anyways. Oh yeah, there was this other humorous misspelling of Voldemort several chapters ago, where they were watching MCR, except it wasn't MCR, it was Voldemort and the Death Dealers. It's like, hello, I'm Uncle Voldemort. I'm your Uncle Voldemort, and this is my band, the Death Dealers. We are Voldemort, and we are here to deal some death. Let's go.
Ebony, Darth Vader.
What?
Darth Vader said evilly in his raspy voice, "Thou hast failed your mission. Now I shall kill Thou, and I shall kill Vampire as well. If Thou does not kill him before, then I shall kill Draco too."
Pools don't make me kill him. Pools.